customized and personalized to you. That is unbelievable. So if we go inside here and we're like, okay, create a image of a cat eating biscuits, and we'll delete this bit here, we'll change that, we'll get rid of that. You see how it's got this aspect ratio as well? So I didn't even ask it to do that, but Codex thought ahead because I asked it to figure it out. And that's why I quite often prefer just giving the AI to figure it out, because it has better ideas and it has more time to give attention to this than I do. Like, if I've been coding this out for hours, I'm going to get tired, I'm going to get distracted, it's going to be difficult to focus at times. You might get frustrated sometimes as well. Whereas if you give the decisions to a frontier model like GPT-5.6, it can do it all for you and handle everything as you go along. So now we can say, okay, I want to just go with a cinematic image of a cat eating biscuits. We've got the prompt, we've got the aspect ratio, we've got the cinematic, we'll hit generate image, and that may not work, but so far it's actually looking really good, really impressive actually. And so one thing that might happen here is if we click from Image Studio to Hermes Agent, I wonder if it's going to stop. Yeah. So you see how we clicked on that and then it stopped generating. So we needed it to be able to run in the background. That's another great feature. And you'll see the more you test it, the more you'll see ideas to improve it and the more things that will come up that are kind of like bugs like this. And so what we want to do here is just say, okay, inside the custom workflow image generator, and this is exactly why you want to rename the conversation. So if you right click and rename the conversation, you can see exactly what you're working on. It keeps makes it easy to keep track. We can go inside here and say, based on the Image Studio, if I generate an image, can you just make sure it still runs in the background whilst I'm moving around? And also, what we've seen here is that it's actually tested it out, and it's found some bugs that we didn't even know about. So it's turned a 500 error, and it's uncovered a real bug there, which is fantastic as well, because it's doing the bug checking for me. But overall, it's looking very, very promising, and that's beginning to work. I mean, I bet if we go back to the app here, and we're like, okay, create an image of a cat, and then we just hit generate image, that should actually work without us switching between them. But let's see. So we've got the mission control. We have the different agents built in. We have the studio with custom workflows as well. Like, this is beginning to look and form something that is actually amazing. And you can see here that we've got the agentic memory vault as well. So this is the system that we've used. And I actually want to add that as a tab. So I'm going to say add the memory system as a tab so that I can easily see the memories that have been added and see what's been done, and also visualize it inside like a beautiful knowledge graph. And we can hit enter here. Now, it's beginning to run out of work usage, as you can see, because I've been running on fast mode and we've created so much stuff side by side. I'm going to say figure this out. But the 80-20 of building an agentic operating system is being done, as you can see. And so all of this is working in the background. You do need to be careful with the token usage as well, because you can easily run out of tokens. If you're wondering how to check your token usage, you can go inside the advanced section here and you can switch the effort levels and the speed and everything else. So you can see how many tokens you've used side by side as well. Yeah. And you can also click on reset usage as well. That's an option. Now, this is beginning to code out each part as well. Nice. Memory system should be added in. And we've hit the limit. So there we go. We've hit the usage limit already. We can actually click on reset usage. That'd be quite interesting. I don't know if we can or not. Oh, yeah, we can. Oh, so you can do a weekly reset usage limit as well. I didn't know that. That's pretty good. And then we've got our weekly usage limit that resets on the 18th, which is quite a few days ago. But yeah. And also, when you're building out with this, if you want to reduce the amount of tokens, because this can become a problem, especially if you're creating so many things in parallel using the agentic operating system, then you've got a few options. So you can switch off fast mode. You can switch off the intelligence, so you can actually dial down the intelligence level. You can also change and click on advanced, and then you can switch between the models. So if it's just something really basic, then you could switch the model to like GPT-5.5, and that would use less tokens. You can change the effort level to light or medium, and you can change the speed to standard. Now, when you're building all of this out, the more you reduce the amount of tokens you use by dialing down the effort, dialing down the speed, dialing down the model, the worse the outputs will be. So there's always that balance with token optimization between creating something that you really like, but also using the plan with